Just to add to the comment that Brother Nader made about David being a friend of God, and think about the trust and the faith that David had in God, and yet he fell to the sin of lust. And think of who David was, but then add to that Solomon, the wisest man in the world, should have known better, and yet he fell to it. And Samson, the strongest man, he fell to it. And I don't think I come anywhere close to being anywhere like these men in terms of those attributes. We are told to flee. So we cannot underscore that point enough. Flee youthful lusts. Have nothing to do with them. Turn and run like Joseph.
I'd just like to add...
I'd just like to share the poor reference in the Bible where it's mentioned about flee. You turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It's the first one. It says here in verse 18, flee on occasion. Every sin that is a man does is without the body. But he that committeth on occasion sinneth against his own body. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. Therefore, my dearly beloved, flee idolatry. 1 Corinthians, and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 1, the third one, in verse chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And the last one is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of the pure heart.
There are about 7 more questions, so if we can maybe have one more comment on this one and then we can move on, because this topic could go for a while.
Try this in here. We've been talking about fleeing and standing strong for the Lord. And we're up against an enemy that I think young people often underestimate. And as we get older, we still sometimes don't grasp this. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're up against a warfare here that in the flesh it's impossible to stand up against. And I know personally men who've had high positions before I came into the assemblies and the church system that fell. Mm-hmm. Very well taught, well educated, godly men, powerful men in the world of the church system, they called it. I didn't like that terminology, but that's what they used. And one of the reasons we all have troubles and these struggles is we don't recognize that we are fighting against principalities and powers that are extremely powerful. As interesting, Tim was mentioning Satan uses similar devices. He has been using them for several thousand years, and they're consistent, just changes a little bit in how he approaches them. And we have to remember, he is a foe that's been around for thousands of years. But we can put on the armor and breastplate of God. The Lord Jesus is eternal, and he is in our hearts. And we can draw on that armor by reading his word and meditating on his word and making it our own. That was given to Timothy as an instruction for him as a young man, but it's also instruction for us to meditate on his word and to make it our own. Because without having the weapons of warfare that David showed forth when he went up against Goliath, we cannot stand. So I just thought I'd bring this word of caution because we are wrestling against something that's far greater than we realize.